From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. We got CCR right now. We're looking out our back door. Creedence Clearwater Revival from El Cerrito, California. 1970 music from them. They were ranked one of the top 100 artists of all time by Rolling Stone. Took that one to number one just about everywhere, except for the USA, where it only went to number two. This is Pop Shop Radio, Canada's international voice on shortwave, saying hello world. Here's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Sherry. Valli and the Four Seasons, 1962, number one, U.S. and Canada. According to Bob Gaudio, the guy what wrote that, he says it took about 15 minutes to write and was originally titled Jackie Baby in honor of the First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy. I wanted to make it sound a little bit like Bruce Chanel's Hey Baby. I think he succeeded. This is Pop Shop Radio, where the music and shortwave and all that good stuff.
And the beat goes on.
Oh, indeed it does. We got the Playgirls right now. This one is called Sugar Beet on Pop Shop Radio. Little bit of sweet girl group sound there from 1960. That's called Sugar Beet. And if that lead vocalist sounds a little familiar, well, it's a gal named Darlene Love, who would, of course, be a big star for Phil Spector during all of his production efforts at Phillies Records. 1960, wasn't a hit. Better days ahead for Darlene. It's time for our record number one this week. It comes from Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. Pop Shop Radio's record number one this week. Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies, recorded in 65. The Johnny Otis song So Fine, produced by Mike Kerb, who got around to releasing it after they had a big hit with a record called Different Drum. He released it in 67 and immediately got them very angry with him. That's the way it goes, Mike. This is Pop Shop Radio. We're heading down to Brazil right now. País Tropical. Sergio Mendes de Brasil, 67.
Moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza. É fevereiro.
País Tropical è una canzone composta per il cantore e compositore brasileiro Jorge Ben. Questa versione è do Sergio Mendes 67. País Tropical from Sergio Mendes in Brazil. Oh, 77, not 67. What am I saying? 67. Oh, well, what do you know?
Continuous music. Little surfer, little one, make my heart come all undone.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
This group called the Cantina Band. Actually, it's Lou Christie, and that was his last chart hit. It didn't chart very much. 1981 Beach Boys medley, Summer 81. Speaking of didn't chart, here's the Dave Clark 5.
World.
We are Pop Shop Radio, where Lost 45s come out to play. That is definitely a Lost 45. 1969 only went to the mid-30s in the UK chart. Dave Clark, 5 from Tottenham, and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Ah, yeah, well, that's a good idea for everyone around the world. Yeah, we like that. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Yeah, I am.
Child bride, while deep inside her lie the real truth. He was the passion of the spring. He was the baby. And half forgotten in the passing of time, the real crime. Brother and brother, we backs to each other, the war sang.
The Hotleys there from the 1970s kind of edition of the group. That is called The Baby. It only went to the mid-30s in the UK chart. Hey, by the way, you want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you as quickly as we can. Yes, indeed. Okay, so right now we got something really cool for you. This one is from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. And it's called WPLJ.
I saved these, please, please, please.
are Pop Shop Radio, and of course we would play Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, WPLJ. Nope, doesn't have much to do with the radio station, although it was called Letters of a Station, but it stands for White Port and Lemon Juice. on the album, Burnt Weenie Sandwich. Yum, yum. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Here's King Harvest with A Little Bit Like Magic. That is King Harvest. It was a follow-up to Dancing in the Moonlight. Only went to number 92 in Billboard's charts. Sorry, guys. It's a good record, and it's good enough for us to play here on Pop Shop Radio, where we are the home of the hits, the misses, and everything in between. More cool stuff coming right up, so stay tuned right here.
You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like Shortwave Gold in Germany. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Shortwave Radiogram coming up at the end of this show, boys and girls, so get your equipment ready.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this. Dance. Dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror, he'd say, to the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because I might come off. said, I'll suck it to you, daddy.
He said, what?
She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy.
You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, right on.
The Jimmy Castor Bunch, their truck looked like, yeah, right, 1972, number four in the R&B charts. Interesting stuff. Well, yeah, okay. Right now we got Graham Central Station on Pop Shop Radio. This is called Feel the Need. That is Larry Graham and Graham Central Station. He was a part of Sly and the Family Stone. Went off on his own. Got a band named after New York City's Grand Central Station. Yeah. And did their updated version of the Detroit Emeralds song Feel the Need in 1975. Number 18 on the R&B charts. Good stuff. Hey, here is our friend Poppy.
I'm Poppy, the Pop Shop Radio Intrepid Record Librarian. And this is Poppy's Pick of the Week.
Thank you, Poppy. Enjoy the Yellow Magic Orchestra. This is Tighten Up.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Oh, that is the Yellow Magic Orchestra. Horumi Hosano, Yukiro Takahashi, and Ryuichi Sakamoto. And tighten up, Japanese gentlemen. Stand up, please. Oh, and by the way, Poppy sends that one out especially to our friend Bob Catface from Radio Catface International. Heard on many of these same great radio stations. Really does. Tighten up. Oh, we like that one. Thank you, Poppy, for picking it.
Bubbling over with.
Oh, we're just having too much fun here this week. Okay, boys and girls, want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you as we modulate your amplitude and fill your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts. There from a group from Canterbury in the UK. That is a group called Caravan. Love to Love You Baby. Featuring David Sinclair, Richard Sinclair, Ty Hastings, and Richard Coglin. Wasn't a hit. Maybe if they added the word baby at the end of it. Love to Love You Baby. Does that work? I don't know. Maybe. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Here are the Mermaids. Yum yum. Popsicles and icicles on Pop Shop Radio.
Put them all together, much to your
Well, that is The Mermaids with a song written by David Gates, who, of course, would be David Gates and Bread many years later. The Mermaids featuring Carol and Terry Fisher and Sally Gordon from North Hollywood, California in the USA. Number 3 in January 64. Popsicles and Icicles, or for our friends in the UK, it's Ice Lollies and Icicles. Time for Pop Shop Radio's Twin Spin Double Play. It's a My Guy, My Girl Twin Spin. Here's Mary Wells. Top half of our Twin Spin Double Play for this show. We started out with Mary Wells and My Guy. She helped define the Motown sound of the 1960s, starting in 64, with a song written by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, My Guy, on Pop Shop Radio. And we've teamed that up with an answer song. It's coming right up. And so we got a guy named Bobby Wells, no relation to Mary. This is Your Guy.
Your guy.
Yeah, right. That is the bottom half of our twin spin double play on this show. We started out with Mary Wells, My Guy, and then this guy named Bobby Wells came in saying, your guy, and he's going to take her away. And, well, Bobby, it wasn't a hit. 1964 on the Mercury record label. Oh, well, there you go. This is Pop Shop Radio. Hey, calling all deadheads. Here's the Grateful Dead and Truckin'. Went to number 64 in Billboard's charts at Christmas 1971. The Grateful Dead and Truckin', but it is in the U.S. Library of Congress as a national treasure. Cool stuff from the LP American Beauty, single from The Grateful Dead. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. We're just having so much fun. Thank you for joining us this week. But boys and girls, get your equipment ready right now because we got a shortwave radiogram coming up after the next record. Not sure what it'll be. We'll figure that out later, but it'll be here, so be ready for it. MFSK 64. Well, no better way to close out this week's show than with the Dickies from San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, California. Yeah, that is their version of the theme from the kids' TV show, The Banana Splits Adventures. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. See you next week, kids. Shortwave radiogram in 3, 2, 1.
Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.